go all over social media, you're going to see all types of fitness content, fitness influencers, fitness coaches, personal trainers, and you might even see some fitness podcasts. But I'm here to tell you, you're not going to find something like this. And people try to duplicate, but it's not a debate. You can't reciprocate, and then that turns into a whole lot of hate. Listen, this is the best fitness podcast out. You're going to come here, we're going to laugh, we're going to educate, we're going to entertain, and we're going to talk a little shit. And listen, man, if you're doing more bunching and crunching, this might be the podcast for you. Don't come here and get offended. Just soak up the game, apply it, and watch your life change. So sit back, enjoy the show, tell a friend to tell a friend, and tap in. Let's get this episode started. Hey, live on a Friday. What's going on, y'all? It's your boy C. Marty Fit, and we back here with another episode on the Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast. Oh, what's up, my button? Oh, there it goes. My button wasn't working. Yes, sir. He's back. What's going on, man? I'm super excited to be back here on another Friday so we could speak facts and spit the truth on this podcast episode, man. And listen, if it is your first time watching, I need you to do one thing. I need you to go ahead and hit that like button. You're probably wondering why I need to hit the like button for a ninja with a brown shirt, a cheetah pillow, got gray shorts on the couch, a black pillow, a brown shirt, red headphones that don't match the black sunglasses. Why do I need to hit the like button for this guy? Because this is the best fitness podcast out. This is the illest fitness podcast out. This is the coolest, coldest, dopest, most entertaining fitness podcast out. And listen, man, we're here. We're going to tell the truth. We're going to have a good time. We're going to educate. We're going to entertain. And it is what it is, man. If you're a returner, I need you to hit the like button. And shout out to the PBG, also known as the Playback Gang, keeping the show going. I need y'all to hit the like button as well. And we're going to have a bomb-ass Friday.
Happy Friday.
And listen, man, understand that this is a fitness show. We talk about various topics here. You know, your opinion is welcome here. So I know it's a lot going on this week. So if something happens to come up, you can share your opinion. And I just ask that we respect each other. You know what I'm saying? Let's do everything respectfully. And we're gonna have a great show. So with all that being said, let's get in these comments, let's talk to the fam, and let's keep this thing going. What's good, Wicked? What up, Indian Dolly? Cutting up on a Friday.
Happy Friday.
Big facts. Oh, my bad. Seemed like the dude who unalived Kirk was some type of insult who did not like Kirk. Yeah, unfortunately. I heard Diddy would give out record deals for upcoming rappers. Do you trust him, Unc? You're crazy. If you built like Amanda Waller, then I don't suggest this podcast. Who's Amanda Waller? Who's that? Hold up. Hold on. I'm gonna look at the end, bro. Back up in this ratchet ass podcast. Steph, what up? What's up, C Marty? What's going on, SAG? And listen, man. Listen, this podcast right here, bro. When I tell you. Shout out to Tasha, man. Where Tasha? I wish Tasha was on the live, dog. Tasha sent me one post. I ain't gonna tell y'all which post, but before we start the episode, Tasha's out of here.
Strike three, you're out.
Tasha's out of here, bro. Tasha's gonna get me canceled, bro. Amanda Waller is a DC comic character. Fat. Snap. Okay. I'm gonna look it up, man. Chick from Batman. Oh, the one from Batman. Okay, yeah. As a Batman fan, I should have known that. You know, I'm thinking Amanda Seals, Amanda Bynes. I'm thinking every Amanda, but that one. But listen, man. With all that being said, let's get this episode started. We're gonna start the video off with Fat Delusion. Fat Delusion.
Nope.
And the reason I'm bringing this up is because now every chick is a baddie. Every chick is a 10. You can't say a chick is unattractive. You can't say she doesn't need to lose weight. And when you do that, this is what it leads to. Make sure y'all hit that like button, man. Let's get this episode going.
Men who are fat phobic are ugly. I don't give a fuck what nobody says. Because, bitch, I'm fat and gorgeous.
Okay, boom. First off the bat, women who are fat phobic are ugly. So basically what you're saying is women who don't desire to be overweight, women who want to be fit, women who go to extra length to take care of themselves are ugly. Even if they look better than you, they're ugly because they don't want to be fat. Got it. Let's start it over because this is a quick video.
Women who are fat phobic are ugly. I don't give a fuck what nobody says.
Okay.
Bitch, I'm fat and gorgeous.
I don't think you're gorgeous. We're not trying to look shame here, face shame, whatever the term is now, because I know these soft motherfuckers got a term for it. I don't think you're gorgeous, though.
Fat don't cancel out my fucking face card. Like, are you joking? You're just mad because you're ugly, bitch. That's not my fucking problem. Take that shit up with Jesus.
All right.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
I don't know what's gotten into people in America, okay? But everybody doesn't have to love fat people, all right? If you look at the science, fat is toxins in your body. So because I don't want more toxins in my body, that means I'm ugly. Because I want to live a long, healthy life, that means I'm ugly.
Nope.
And this woman here, if she lost 20, 30, 40 pounds, she probably would be a cute girl. I mean, I don't think she's an ugly girl, but her face hides the cute from her.
Nope.
Her face hides the attractiveness from her.
Nope.
And on a scale of 10, it brings her down about 4 or 5 points.
What?
But it's getting crazy out here, man. The more you want to level up, the more you want to better yourself, the more people going to shame you. They're going to try to make you feel bad for not wanting to look like her. They're going to make you feel bad for maybe you want to have better guys want to have better options for the guys that you date. But a girl like that going to make you feel bad. You got to stay away from people like that. A lot of us have friends like that. We got people in our circle like that, and they hold us back. Someone like that can influence you not to go to the gym. They can influence you that you're perfect the way you are, right? You don't, oh, girl, you good. You attract ninjas anyway.
Nope.
No. A woman like that would try to make a guy like me feel guilty, feel bad about not wanting a woman like that.
What?
No, I don't want that. What that right there, what's that going to turn into 10, 20, 30 years down the line? Okay? Now you're in a situation where the doctor told you got to go to the gym. Now you stressed out because you don't have no habit. You don't have any discipline for it. You the type to wait till a health scare to go to the gym. I don't want to date that. So stay away from women like this. They're delusional. They're out of their mind. They're not living in reality. And guess what? That shit going to hit them one day. Let's look at it one more time. We're going to keep it moving.
Women who are fat phobic are ugly. I don't give a fuck what nobody says. Because, bitch, I'm fat and gorgeous. Fat don't cancel out my fucking face card. Like,
and I thought women stick together. Like, when did women become divided like this? Was this always a thing that there was division in women like this? Ladies, speak up. Maybe I'm wrong, but this hate against women is crazy. This is insane. So understand, these women are not in your corner when you get fit. They're going to hate you. I see my own mom deal with it. I see my clients deal with it. A lot of women I know that are in the gym, I see them deal with it. This is insane. Fellas, not as much. It's a little bit of a hate on the fella side, but the women get it the worst.
Like, are you joking? You're just mad because you're ugly, bitch. That's not my fucking problem. Take that shit up with Jesus.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
And I guarantee the woman that she's speaking of look 10 times better than her. And I guarantee the woman she's speaking of pulls way better dudes than her. I bet you she got some dudes taking her out to eat. She's taking dudes out to eat. She going today, she paying for the food, for the whole thing. She paying 100% of the bill. Big ass. Anyway, you know I'm gonna tell the truth. You know I gotta go. That's only the first video, and I'm already killing y'all on this episode. Let's keep this thing going. They gonna cancel me, man. They said they gonna cancel C. Marty Fit. I see a 5 o'clock shadow. FNG. What does that mean, Steph? Does FNG mean?
Baby, I've been fat and gay all my life. My car shake when I get in.
Is that what that means, Steph? I don't know what you meant there. Speaking of Amanda Seals, she looked like goo from My Brother and Me. Bruh, shut up. Dusty Black dudes really gassed her head up. Yep, she probably was in the car from a leaving a D appointment. I don't like fat women either. She must think every female is a 10, but this is a fitness podcast. 40, make it a 100-pound loss. My bad, Rhonda. Rhonda coming back to the podcast, all heavy hitters. Rhonda coming back to the podcast off the trip from Cancun. Every time she drop a comment, it's... Y'all got to stop bringing Jesus in, y'all nonsense. Please stop using Christ to justify your unaccountability. Big facts. She meant to say, I'm fat and delusional and in denial. Yeah, and she can't unbig her back.
I can't unbig my back. I can't unbig my back.
And Jesus is not okay with gluttony last time I checked. Female glutton. She fell for the game and just running. Tell the pretty chick she's smart. Tell the smart chick she's pretty. Man. Man. From what I understand, they exclude the women who hold them accountable or have another opinion they don't like. Yep. She bringing the table, then she eating the table. Oh, fat and gorgeous. And Steph called it FNG. Yeah, Steph, you're out of here. Yeah, Steph. See you Sunday. labeling phrases that big women say when they're emotional is not okay, Steph. You got to go. You're out of here, Steph. She looked like she wanna brag, though. Oh, I bet you she wanna brag. Fat women be having bad attitudes for no reason. Told you, it's that Popeye's fried chicken got them feeling some type of way.
Well, that chicken from Popeye's.
Sometimes they end up being super extra nice to overcompensate. As much as I know Jesus was quite fit. Oh, yeah, for sure. Steph laughing. Hey, man, let's keep this thing going. You know I'm killing y'all today, man. The coolest, coldest, illest, and the dopest fitness podcast. Now, what we got next, man? Oh. We got a big back trainer.
Nope.
I don't know. This is like a new thing. I think it started in 2024, probably when I first started seeing out of shape trainers that need to hire a trainer. And they're trying to shame people for holding them accountable for not being in shape as a fitness coach. I'm not trying to hype being a fitness coach because I am a fitness coach, but we're life changers. I'm going to save my speech for the end of the video because I know y'all ready to get to the video. Make sure y'all hit that like button. Let's check it out, man. One second.
My name is Carrie. I'm a personal trainer and a power lifter who lives 4 days.
How are you a personal trainer? And, of course, a power lifter. But I'm sorry. I love power lifters to death. Shout out Coach Pope Fitness. Shout out Unk. But, yeah, some power lifters got some of the worst builds.
What?
And I'm not talking about you, Unk. You don't have one of the worst builds. Some powerlifters have the worst builds. This is not a trainer. This is not a trainer. Was she training cheeseburgers?
The only thing you've been ordering is a whole bunch of damn cheeseburgers.
And this is what my body looks like. Which means that when I post my workouts on social media, most people assume I'm just starting my fitness journey. I've been
As they should. They should assume that you're just starting your fitness journey. What the hell? Because I don't think you're starting a personal training journey. You're not a vet in the gym. I don't care.
Working as a fitness professional for 5 years now, and that part's still...
How are you a fitness professional for 5 years and you built like that? How you a fitness professional for 5 years? And I heard this when you turned the camera on. I'm sorry, that's not a professional. That's a professional scammer. You're taking people's money. What do the results on your page look like? Please let me know.
Still rubs me the wrong way. Because there are so many people in larger bodies moving their bodies regularly and accomplishing their goals in the gym, and they'll...
Moving your body regularly is great. I love that for you if you're in a larger body. But let's practice some nutrition. Clearly, your nutrition has not changed. Clearly, you're not eating fewer calories. Clearly, you're not in a caloric deficit. Maybe you're not doing your cardio. Just standing around doing weight sessions is not good for you. And with that amount of excess body fat and that amount of toxins in her body, she can't be healthy. And you have no business taking people's money and providing a service to improve their life when your life is trash.
Always be seen as a beginner because the size of their body hasn't dramatically changed. But hey, maybe if I keep showing up on your timeline, you'll recognize that someone's size does not actually determine their fitness level.
Yeah, this is the fitness industry is cooked.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
Your size absolutely determines your fitness level. Because I would love, outside of powerlifting, I would love to see this woman run a mile. I would love to see this woman do a box jump, do a freaking burpee. I would love to see her walk up a flight of steps. I mean, this is ridiculous, y'all. This is crazy. I might have to do a, y'all let me know in the comments. Should I do a separate post of this? Should I do a separate post of this and ruffle some feathers? Because I don't care at this point. Because somebody like myself that's been doing this training thing for a long time, I'm going on it'll be 9 years in March. I've been doing this for a while. I put work in. I've kept myself in shape. I've kept myself in shape through all types of depression, different life events, going through the pandemic, all types of shit. Kept myself together. I take pride in that. It's no way you're in the same profession and on the same level I'm on. It just don't work like that, bro. It don't work like that. And personal trainers, we're life changers. I don't know. I know a lot of people don't understand this. We affect people's lives positively. When people going through stuff, they come to us. People tell us the stuff they going through. We educate them on how to eat. We make them feel better. We make them look better. We're positive in their life, bro. There's no way this woman here is having that same effect on people. Unless it's just great conversation and the sessions with her clients. I'm assuming she trains women. Maybe women can have some conversations I can't have. But there's no way she's leading them to become better. There's no fucking way. There's absolutely no way. And leaders lead by example. And that's what a coach is supposed to be. The fat coach is not a leader. So y'all could go ahead with that bullshit. You're not going to make me feel bad for calling it out. And I don't care if it's a black woman. Y'all can say I hate black women and all this shit. That just happened to be a black woman that's on some bullshit. If it was a white woman, I feel the same way. Hispanic woman, I feel the same way. Fat trainers unacceptable. I said it about men too. I said it about fat training men as well. This right here is insane. Fitness has to come back. Like real fitness has to come back. We can't let these body positivity movements, all these fat movements, accept my body the way it is. We can't let that get to fitness coaches. Okay? You let that shit get in there. That's why the world is becoming obese. That's why people don't respect the craft of personal training. I mean, it's ridiculous, bro. Like you tell people you a fitness coach, they looking down on you. They already got, they already think that you unprofessional. They already think that I ain't about to get into all that. But we don't get a good rap. So fat trainers, get that bullshit out of here. Bullshit. And it is what it is. And you know I'm going to tell the truth and you know I got to go. Where we at in these comments, man? Because this right here getting crazy, man. Where we at? I can't find where we was at. That's Steph's comment. We went over that. Here we go. We got to stop with this personal trainer mess. When you don't even look the part, what we doing out here? Personal trainer and the power lifter.
Nope.
Power eater. Hold up. Power eater, power drinker, power stomper, power napper. Big Back's wearing fit women clothing again. Yeah, man. Yeah. How are you a power lifter and weigh that much? Wouldn't building muscle just naturally burn enough fat to be smaller than that? What the fuck she eating? Yeah. And a lot of power lifters, even if they're heavy set, you know, they do have a certain shape. I'll have to look at her again to see, but they do have a certain shape. They look muscular. I don't think she looked muscular. I think she just looked big.
Big back activity.
Need to contact BBB for the scam she promoting. Yeah, facts. Big spot in the building. Marty, you going to Ebony Fit Weekend down St. E tomorrow. Oh, you mean Southeast? I think you meant by Southeast tomorrow, St. E. Is that what? I don't even know where that joint was at, bro. I'm going to keep it 100. I don't know what's up in the air. Hit me offline, bro. Hit me offline. I'm definitely not selling clothing there this year. A lot of powerlifters, I would never assume powerlifted due to how they look. And not only that, but their numbers suck, especially compared to me, a non-powerlifter. Okay, talk your shit. Is that Unk Boo thing? You're out of here.
Strike three, you're up.
Whenever I see someone that big lifting heavy and act, say I'm a professional or I'm strong, blah, blah, blah. It's basic physics. Y'all, mass moves mass. Of course you can lift heavy. Mm-hmm. Of course you can lift heavy. That's all you can lift heavy head ass. Built like a client, not a trainer. I know that squat wins. That's crazy, bro. Yeah.
Strike three, you're up.
I heard that she runs the 10 miles with the other lady from the last show. Yeah, right. I hate this whole rhetoric of I'm just focusing on moving my body. It is not enough to just move. People are nuts. Hey, Chris, thank God it's Friday. And yeah, go ahead and ruffle some feathers. Say less. She should have been blocking for JD5 last night. Michael Parsons was tearing the Bamander's O-line up. Squat win is crazy. See, Marty, you're not a real big back trainer. You're not eating enough cheeseburgers and Wendy's and Burger King.
It's Wendy's.
They said if I'm a real trainer, I got to always eat.
It's Burger King.
At some point, we got to talk about the covert narcissism of people who derive their self-worth out of helping others. She doesn't want to help others. She just wants validation. Absolutely. And attention. Motherfuckers be using fitness and a gym for clout since fitness is a trend now. I see more real work than any real work. Bars. St. Elizabeth. Yeah, but I ain't know what you was trying to say, St. Elizabeth. Yeah, I might go over there, man. We'll see. We'll see, man. Spider-Man going to go there, then he going to go to today's pizza after and get the oxtail pizza.
Nope.
Ron is going crazy after the retreat. Yeah, Ron of coming in here with straight bars. I was locked up without a phone for days. Agrees, Seth. All right, man. Hey, my bad. Oh,
personal
shoot.
Personal trainer and a power lifter.
We might as well look at it.
A week.
Yeah.
Body looks like.
I don't know if
when I post my workout.
Yeah, I don't know. Does she have a power lifting body?
Media most.
I don't know, man. I know some powerlifting girls that's a little heavy set, and they a little more shapely than that. I don't know. She might just be capping.
Stop the cap.
Yeah, she might be capping. Anyway, let's keep this episode going, man. What we got next? Oh, ladies, black women. Listen, if it's your first time watching, understand. I love black women, man. I love y'all. I love everybody. But this right here is ridiculous. And y'all going to find a reason to stay fat. Sorry, I need some water. Sorry, y'all. I was thirsty. Women, not just black women, women in general. If you don't want to lose weight, if it's uncomfortable, you're too lazy to do it, you'll settle for a man that you don't really like who will accept you big as hell.
Big back activity.
They'll accept you big as hell. And if you think I'm lying, I got the proof right here. And we show the proof every episode. Make sure y'all hit the like button. Kick back. Y'all gonna love this one. Let's check it out.
All right, no.
Oh, brother.
Alright, no.
Now,
brother, this guy stinks!
I know you see that, and the first thing you think is, well, she's not really obese. She's not that big. But this is dangerous, ladies. Excuse me. This is dangerous. Because if you get that validation for that belly this early.
Belly, belly?
As a young girl in your 20s, I'm assuming this woman's in her 20s, you're only going to get bigger. You're not going to try to get better. Over time, you're going to get fatter because you have no incentive to get in the gym. You have no incentive to get better because this guy accepts you like that. And not only does he accept you like that, he praises it. He praises it. And her caption said, what did it say? It said, get you a real man. No, it said, I think I wrote it down. Oh, it said, let your man love you. Let your man love you. You should see the comments. Actually, let's go through the comment section. Since we're here, since we're talking about it, let me find a post real quick. I should be able to find this quickly. You know, the other day I couldn't find the post I was looking for. Dumbass. It's like, nah, here we go. I got it right here. Let's go through these comments. Make sure y'all hit the like button because this is getting crazy out here, man. And I feel bad for y'all black women because y'all just be lied to. Y'all just be lied to. Oh, here you go. The caption says, you can't relate, can you? Let a man love you. A woman's greatest feeling is when a man that she finds attractive and intriguing loves her shape and flaws, no matter her size or appearance. All it takes is one person to love it and they'll feel in heaven. And what's going to happen is one day you're going to hate that man for allowing you to get like this.
What?
And you're going to hate that man for wanting to look at a smaller woman, a more petite woman, a woman who look better. I'm just saying. My man literally blows on my stomach like he's a child. Guys, ladies, don't fall for this trap. No woman's going to tell you about this trap. But listen, the man, if a man is telling you, you have to pay attention. Please trust me on this. Good pum pum simps. Is this a simp? Simp alert. Hold up. We're arresting simps from now on. Simp alert. Simp alert. Good pum pum deserves shelter. And wise Jamaican once said, Jamaicans on the podcast. Any Jamaicans on the podcast today? I know we got Ron of Caribbean Self in here, but that's ridiculous. He's going to be very sad if you lose weight. Guys, this is crazy. We love our women and their pudges. Black community.
I'm not going to say what race.
Black community.
People,
mine loves it, enjoys all the jiggles. That's how you know we like it. Oh, we got a GIF. Her tummy and stretch marks gets me all like that. Oh, man. Literally, why are they like this? I hate this, but love it at the same time. My boyfriend calls mine a Felipe. All right, yeah, guys, this is getting out of hand, bro. It's getting out of hand, dog. Ladies, you have to understand, if a guy is in this situation, hear me out, ladies. Fellas, let me know if I'm lying. Ladies, let me know if you think I'm cap.
Stop the cap.
If a guy is in this situation, he's not getting the best options, and he's only doing this because you're all he could get. So you have to look at yourself in the mirror and have a real talk with yourself. I don't care. It's the truth, and that's what I do, and it is what it is. And you know I'm going to tell the truth, and you know I got to go. Let's keep this episode going. Hey, look. Y'all could get mad at me as much as you want to. But I ain't going to come up here and lie to you, ladies. That's real love right there. I really got a lot of love for y'all. Oxtail pizza. Yeah, that's what Spider-Mo get. Coach Bro Fitness with a black woman L after L. Spider-Man is going to get that chitlin pizza, probably. He trying to smash tonight. Two dusties. Hey, yo, agreed. Two dusties. You know that bathroom smell like weed? Come on, man. That would have been my 13th reason if my man did this, shaking my head. Hey, she looked like Summer Walker. She did look like Summer Walker. Not all Caribbeans are the same. Shit. Jamaicans from my hood all have 300-pound jennies. Oh, man. Oh.
How dare you?
Well, KG, what part of Philly you in? You must be in Southwest Philly. That sound like some Southwest Philly shit. What part of Philly you from, KG? Accept her for all her roles, bills, and ready to be a stepdaddy and raise another man's kids. KG, they got to get the green car somehow. Let me behave. Falupe simp ass. Yes, that's crazy.
What?
Buck, 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 buck to my fellow Jamaicans in the house. Hey, Brown Baldy, you got to relax, bro. KG laughing at Ronda, man. Hey, let's keep this thing going. I'm killing y'all. Oh, man, y'all funny as hell, bro. KG says, Southwest is where the Africans are from. I'm from South Philly. We ain't on that. All right, well, I think I'm in South Philly. This sound like some South. I said Southwest. I meant South Philly. I was right. KG, I was right. I ain't taking an L today, brother. Let's keep this thing going. Oh, we got worse. So listen, we just saw the man jiggling her stomach, right? Now we at the next level of what men could do to their woman's stomach. You guys aren't going to believe this. I've never seen anything like this in my life. I've never seen anything like this in my life. Let's check it out, man. Make sure y'all hit the like button. Y'all gonna love this one too. It's getting crazy out here, bro. Sims running the world, man. Stop. Stop. Yo. Uh-oh. What's gonna happen?
Yo. Oh. Stop. Okay.
Hey, yo.
Yo.
360.
Hey, yo, the barking noises is crazy.
Okay. Yeah.
Hey, yo.
Oh.
Juicy.
Boy, if you don't get you.
Boy, if you don't.
Gerald from Hey Arnold looking. Boy, that is not a flex. That is nothing to flex. That is nothing to flex.
Oh, stinks. What?
Black men. What?
I'm not gonna say what I'm race, sorry, man. What people.
Black men make it more and more embarrassing to be a black man every fucking week we get on this show. And she just stop, fellas. What is going on, man? Seriously, it's so backwards. And women look at this like this is real love. No, it's not. He's leading you to your demise. He's leading you to your detriment. You at the doctor's office. That same doctor's visit, the doctor probably told you you're too damn overweight. They probably told you your blood pressure was high. You on the way to type 2 diabetes.
Nope.
And you sitting there, stop. And he worshiping your belly. I bet you they were at the doctor's appointment for her big ass. For her. Belly overlapping. Belly down to your knees.
Nope.
And you're going to keep the belly down to your knees.
Nope.
Because he wanted nom, nom, nom. You barking for the belly? Oh, yeah, that's the best you could do. You don't get no hoes.
Nope.
He gets no hoes. Let's look at it again, man. She's talking about stop. She knows she like it.
Yesterday.
Yeah. Yeah, simps, y'all have lost it. This is like the ultimate simp L. Like, simps will probably disagree with this. That's how bad this is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yesterday.
360.
Money. Okay. That's crazy, bro. He talking about some, yeah, like she turned around and had some, and was some fine shit.
Juicy.
Juicy? Hold up. I know we not calling that juicy.
What?
I know we not calling that juicy.
What?
You know what? This ninja.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
He's barking. He said juicy. He said, yeah, like she turned around on some fine shit.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
Fellas, it's as much as you want to blame the women for their choices, for their awful choices, for their hookah smoking, drinking, for their too much eating.
It's barbecue in there.
It's on the fellas too. It's on y'all ass too, man. Yeah, fellas, it's on y'all too. Y'all encourage that shit. It ain't like these big girls ain't getting dates. It ain't like they ain't getting D. They not virgins. They been to fine restaurants. The big girls going to the islands. The big girls taking a little the aerial photo in Turks and Caicos because y'all simps is taking them there. Y'all, listen, fellas, it's our fault too. Not me specifically, but it's our fault too. We got to stop worshiping this shit. And ladies, you have to stop looking for men specifically who will encourage it. Ladies, you're going to get older one day. You're not going to be hot mama, young hot girl for the rest of your life. Start thinking about your future. Start thinking about, hey, what do I want to look like in the future? What do I want to be like in the future? Do I want to have kids? Right? Oh, menopause is coming. All this is so many issues with women, especially y'all that have PCOS, those of you that have the Crohn disease, those of you that have the hormonal issues, all the shit that women be having. And how hard it is to lose weight and keep your figure. This shit, you can get a head start on this shit when you're young. And if you want to get a head start on it, you can't be dating guys that's encouraging you to stay fat and worshiping your stomach.
Belly, belly.
All right, ladies. This is crazy. And fellas, tighten the fuck up. Y'all bitch ass ninjas. I'm tired of these bitch ass dudes. I'm tired of these bitch ass dudes calling me DL and Diddy.
No Diddy, you know?
Because I'm telling them they don't have no standards. And they need to stop worshiping big girls. Oh, yeah, you must not like women. No, 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 no. Don't call me DL, nigga. You DL. You like line women the same way as linebackers and defensive tackles. You're DL. Why you want a woman the size of a man in the NFL?
Nope.
You're DL, buddy. So shut the fuck up. And it is what it is. And you know I'm gonna tell the truth, and you know I gotta go. It's crazy out here, man. Where we at in these comments? Are they going crazy in the comments? Oh my God, what is that? Cardi B voice. Oh my God. They are at the doctor's office doing this. Exactly. Wasn't he that loser who kissed her double chin? Yes. Is she a fat white woman or a fat Hispanic woman? I think she's a fat white woman. Beth Ann too stunned to speak. Beth Ann stuttering. If only we could attach GIFs in this chat. What the fuck is going on here? Crazy. I absolutely am. Felipe simp ass with no common sense.
Who's your common sense?
He barking at that cat because that cat be barking at him.
I beg your pardon.
That's crazy, bro. And she keep adjusting her clothes. What is going on? Oh, brother. The facts.
Oh, brother.
Big facts. This couple is all over social media, though, with this nonsense. Crazy. She turned to the side, and I said a laundry bag. I saw a laundry bag. Facts. They probably got caught doing the deed by the doctor. Ew. And my Sheck West voice, he ain't got no hoes. Calling his motherfucking phone. He's not at all, bro. Marty Slim looked like you. He was barking and said, "Hey, you know I gotta go." Yeah, what we're not doing is that shit.
Strike three, you're up.
We're not playing that shit, ninja. You better hope I don't find a ninja that look like you on this podcast, cause it's on now. Every episode, I'm looking for somebody that look like Spider-Mo. Every episode, I'm looking for somebody that look like Spider-Mo since he wanna talk shit. You ain't about to be obese and running too. Real ninjas don't chase down wisdom tooth built coochie. See you Sunday, buddy. See you Sunday, bro. This ninja has to go. See you on Sunday.
Three, you're up.
I thought it's black dudes. We're supposed to have sex appeal and game. And you got black dudes acting like this. Shameful. Yeah, we're cooked, man. Them joints going to the islands and turning into turning it into Monster Island from a Godzilla movie. That's crazy. But the big girls are saying they get flued out. They do get flued out. It ain't me flying them out, but they get flued out. Real talk, if a man really loves his woman, he would encourage her to do something about her fitness and vice versa. I wholeheartedly agree. It's weird that you mentioned having kids in menopause because I met so many women in my gym who are 50s, 60s, and are in great shape, but sadly, most are white, man.
Nope.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
It's true. See, Marty, I think you love women and want them to live. That's why you say what you say. Absolutely. Unless it's desperate old rich dudes, no one is flying land whales out. People with money like that could just get a woman in their state. It's still happening, though. It's still some simps out there doing it. For real, that's how dudes who cheat be getting away with it. Love bombing so she won't suspect nothing. Peep the game, y'all. Man. Man. And listen, man, it is what it is. You know I'm going to tell the truth. You know I got to go. Let's keep this thing going.
Dom DeMarco. DeMarco.
What we got next, man? We got, what was this one? Oh, I wanted to show you all the comments. I did want to show you all the comments on this video. Because it was ridiculous. And, you know, here we just prove all the bullshit, man. We prove all the bullshit. You know, people want to blame racism and all this other shit for they for they big ass back and big ass belly. Oh, not this one. That's the next one. My bad. We are going to look at that next. Stay tuned. What is wrong with my screen right now? Here we go. Here's the right screen. All right. This is the same video. I just wanted to look at the comments. That's a fetish, bruh. Those are the sweetest stops. I need to practice my tone. Now they trying to say stop like her. Ladies, some people are just idiots. He loves her down, and I love that for her. We love a man that loves his woman. Save y'all weight comments. She going to do what works for her, and he going to love her regardless. So being built like that is what works for her. All right. Okay. You're an idiot. Anything for a PS5. I so miss my husband because he was exactly the same way. May you both be blessed with many more years. Woo. It's always a black guy. You're damn right.
You know, black people.
No, no.
Homie knows the bigger the fupa, the tastier the chalupa. We are cooked. We are cooked. Bark like you want it. We're cooked. Bark like you want it, head ass. Beautiful, but why are they always trying to touch our fupas is beyond me. Whew. His love of that body is just so perfect. Exactly how I am and how big girl lovers should be. Yeah, dog, America's done. America's done. Excuse me, beautiful lady. What prayer did you use? He trying to borrow her car. Yeah, man, the America we knew, you know, 10, 15, 20 years ago, it's gone. It's not coming back. It's gone. The 90s not coming back. 2000s not coming back. 2010s, they're cooked. We're done. This is insane. I can't believe this, bro. I really can't believe this, man. For real, that's how dudes... Oh, I've read that already. I find it hard to believe dudes will fly women out built like her if they can trick in her state. I think I read that too. My cat came home to tune in. My cat came back home to tune in. Many years shaking my head. Oh, yeah, man. We're cooked. What we got next, bro? Oh, we got the thick challenge. Is that what it is? Yeah, we got the thick challenge on TikTok. So let's check out the thick challenge on TikTok. These thick challenges have been going crazy. We've done a few of them over the past few weeks, but I got another one for y'all. Make sure y'all hit the like button for your boy, man. Okay, here we go right here. Told him I'm thick and it got the music playing. Can we all hear the music? No? Yeah, it got them slow jams in there. They got the slow jam music in there. Told him I'm thick. So she put a picture in there. He said, I like him thick. So you see, she does have a cute face. She's not an ugly girl at all. And you're starting to see she's a little heftier. She is a bigger woman.
Big back activity.
And she's a big woman. Cute face. If she got in the gym and got it together, she would for sure be a baddie. She will for sure be a baddie. She lost 60, 70 pounds. She'd be cold. But you see, she's at the gym, but she's not going to probably get these results. And I'm going to show you why. That GIF was crazy. Hope y'all didn't see that. Yeah, Santa, that's her. Basically, this guy saying he wants her for Christmas. This guy ripping off his shirt because he's a Jamaican. And there's a stereotype that Jamaican like big women. Where my Jamaicans at? SAG, ain't you Jamaican? So much potential. You need a Jamaican man in your life. That's crazy. I tell women all the time, y'all standards are for other women, not for men. This is a classic build right here and a face card to match. We're cooked.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks.
We are cooked. Fellas. Come on, man. What else we got? Hella pretty, but I have a bad back. So he's saying he can't pick her up. What else we got? We got the GIFs. This guy here, freak shit. Pause. Guess who I want? And I'm going to get us a little seafood boil first. The men on here are so freaking cute. It's funny. They love you. Oh, man. I'm never getting tired of this trend. But you are pretty as hell. I'll give you that. We going to the gym, healthy eating habits, motivation, little determination. It's on and popping. At least he wants to take her to the gym. Step aside, guys. I got this. Well, you see the praise right there, man. You see the praise, dog. And you see why women are not encouraged to go to the gym because they know they can get a black man and a black man will accept it. Well, way to set low standards for yourselves. Ladies, you can do better. You should want better. And this is the best fitness podcast out. It is what it is. You know I'm gonna tell the truth, and you know I gotta go. Where we at, man? Yeah, GTA is on the way, so ninjas OD thirsty these days. Why get belted ass by a rent or mortgage when you can find a polar bear and move in for free and get a PS5? As someone who grew up outside the U.S., most of us saw the U.S. as a promised land. Now people make fun of the U.S. and how fat we are.
Nope.
Crazy. Too much makeup and possible horse hair. She's fat, but she's cute. That's not even a big ass, just a lumpy ass. Wicked Scorpion is Jamaican. Jamaican again, Bamba Clot. I'm like R. Kelly. My mind keep telling me no. That's crazy, bro.
Who's your common sense?
Crazy. I'm actually West African, but nice try. That's not slim thick, baby.
That's not slim thick, baby. That's full heavyweight.
And them thick ass ankles.
Them thick ass ankles and them thick ass wrists. You can tell who's going to have big mama arms early.
Checking in. Got some good updates coming soon, bro. Returning. Though I never stopped, you know it's work to do. Yes, sir. Shout out to the mom. What's good, brother? What's good, brother? Seth, but what in the world are y'all talking about, bro? I went back home and everyone see the difference. Your boy is back. Yeah, I bet they did see the difference in your family.
What?
The mom family out there be wilding.
What?
The mom family be having a barbecue.
It's barbecue in there.
Nah, that's good news, bro. I'm happy to hear that, bro. I ain't promoting obesity, but she got to get exercised by back shots, bro. Yeah, man.
Strike three, you're up.
Ladies, prime example. Don't date this ninja. Don't date ninjas like this. Don't date ninjas like Spider-Man. That's crazy, bro. That's insane. Let's keep this thing going, bro. Yeah, Spider-Man, see you on Sunday, bro.
Strike three, you're out.
Spider-Man's been timeout till Sunday. We got fat isn't a disability. And we got these women promoting wheelchairs for amusement parks. We've seen them before, but it popped up on my timeline again, so we're going to talk about it again.
Are you worried about walking long distances on your Disney vacation? Hey, everyone. We're plus-size park hoppers. We range in sizes from 2X to 5X. There's only one company we trust when it comes to our theme park scooter rental, and that's Mobility. Walking 5 to 10 miles a day.
Is our country really so far gone?
Yes, our country's so far gone. So far gone.
That we have fat people making advertisements for scooter companies for other fat people so they don't have to walk when they go to Disneyland.
And that's the problem. You don't walk. So the solution is to continue to not walk. So you don't make it to 50 years of age.
Now, I totally get if you're like paralyzed or you have some sort of other disability where you have a hard time walking, you need a mobility scooter delivered to your room. This company would be great for that. Being fat isn't a fucking disability.
It's not a disability. It's not an eating disorder. It's just you making too many damn orders.
The only thing you've been ordering is a whole bunch of damn cheeseburgers.
You should be ashamed of yourself. Garrett, that's fat shaming. Yeah, it is shaming.
It is.
They should be ashamed. Cool. It's bad enough to be a Disney adult, right? It's even worse to be so fucking obese that you can't even walk around the park that you go to.
Yeah, you don't need to worry about amusement parks at that point.
5 times a fucking year. 5 to 10 miles isn't that much. You should be able to walk that. What are we doing? What are we doing?
Shout out to him. Dom DeMarco. Shout out to him for speaking the truth. But this is how it happens, man. I kind of talked about this on one of my posts on TikTok. But, you know, you accept one bullshit thing and they just sprinkle it in. So, in my opinion, it started with the fat girls, with Monique and them, right? Then it starts fat acceptance. Then it starts turning into calling women thick, calling women juicy. If you want to get healthy, you're white now. You're whitewashed. You're a white supremacist if you want to be white. I mean, if you want to be healthy, you worship white people. And it just keeps going. Now you're fat phobic. Now you hate fat people. Now we got people calling this shit a disability. When being this big is just a result of your decisions and your choices. So that's what it leads to. So at some point you got to put your foot down. And I end up being the bad guy for telling the truth about it and putting my foot down. But we're still going to have real people. We're still going to have people that stand in the truth. Everybody's not going to subscribe to this bullshit. That right there is straight bullshit. It affects the next generation and you inconvenience the people around you that actually have disabilities. So I'm never rocking with that shit. Never rocking with it. And it is what it is. You know, I'm going to tell the truth and you know, I got it. And I've seen too many people in that position turn their life around. I've seen too many people do it. Where are we at? These comments. I'm in the wrong business. I need to start selling Chinese knockoff scooters for these big backs. It's like people just give up as they become more and more obese. All they want is accommodations. Please bring back shame. Yep. Give them an inch, they take a mile. What's wrong with fat acceptance? Jamie Corn. Well, it's a couple things wrong with it. You know, we got a high obesity rate in women, specifically black women. It's not healthy. It's toxic in your body, right? And it's messing up people's existence. It's giving you a lower quality of life. If you're cool with that, hey, you're cool with that. Don't complain about what comes with it if you want to accept that for yourself. Right? What comes with that? People going to talk about you. People going to look at you crazy. You're going to go clothing shopping. Stores aren't going to have your size. So it's a lot of things wrong with it. We're all adults. If that's what you choose, that's fine. But don't sit here and get mad at the consequences that come with it. That's all I got to say. A YN could have used that scooter. If you got pulled over and the fed got buddy mustache, you know you're going to jail. Bro, shut up. This dude crazy. And they still haven't told us how much bigger they plan on getting. Just give us a limit. Crazy. Real talk, though. I feel like we let certain groups get out of pocket about a decade ago, back when Obama was in office, and we were happy. That's a whole nother conversation for another day. And I ain't going there today, bro. I'd have been almost canceled enough this week, bro. Jamie Corner is Marie's new account. Marie, is that you, baby?
Nope.
Marie, we on your ass. Need to start a charity for prevention of abuse of scooters. I agree, Jay Sharp. Shelly is back. Oh shit, shout out to Shelly.
Oh.
Shelly, we thought you gave up on us. We was talking about you a couple weeks ago. Shelly, we thought you quit on us. Shelly is back. Guess who don't have high blood pressure anymore? 80 pounds later. Can't wait to post my pics. LOL, my daughter started her journey this week. Wish my baby luck. Shout out to Shelly. Shout out to Shelly, dog. Shelly, that's great news. We love to have you back, you know. You know we proud of you. You know it's all love over here, Shelly. Fat is big business. Oh, yeah, for sure. It's not going to stop, and no one is coming to save these people. They have to save themselves. I had to focus and stay off the intentions. Hey, well, you off the internet. Hey, you got to do what you got to do. Sometimes you got to go ghost a little bit. But if you ever have to go ghost again, understand that we will be here because this is the best fitness podcast. So we ain't going nowhere. But anyway, what we got next? We got reaction to women losing weight. Again, ladies, don't listen to the bullshit. And this woman here, I think she's an online coach. She's going to share her story about weight loss and just some things women had to deal with. Make sure y'all hit the like button. Let's check it out.
Of the things about losing weight as a Black woman is the fact that people will look at you dead in your eye and criticize you for losing weight and being on your weight loss journey, especially if
all facts.
You are more of a thicker Black woman. I post my
what I tell y'all
information a lot online to inspire women, and the comments that I get from people that are like, why did you change yourself? Oh my God, you look so good.
Thirsty simp ninjas.
The thing is, I was 200 pounds at 5'6". I was obese.
And that's what I'm trying to say. Dudes don't care. 200 pounds at 5'6" is super obese, and you should want to do something about it. Dudes don't care about your health. All they care about is back shots.
What? Like, that was not healthy for me. But the fact that I was bottom heavy and I had a smaller top, physicality gets prioritized over general health and wellness in the Black community. Right. And it's incredibly frustrating because you have a lot.
But want to blame obesity rates in the Black community on racism.
A lot of women that are in the sunken place that swear just because you have a big butt that supersedes health. Right. For example, whenever I was that size, like, I was literally a hamburger away from my stomach pudging over and me not being able to wear crop tops and having to tuck my stomach in my leggings. Like, that wasn't comfortable. And the fact that obesity, specifically with Black American women, is so rampant because of this idealistic, sexualized, you know, version that people have of Black women with having to have these extremely enormous butts is so frustrating.
And it's very ignorant, man. Shout out to her. It's super ignorant, man. People don't value their health. And you just got to be careful. And this goes for men and women. We got to deal with this bullshit when we decide to get on our grind. Excuse me. And Shelly just even put an example in the comments. She said she had to get off the internet to lock in. And that might have to be what you do. It might have to be even cutting off friends, man. So it is what it is. And you know I'm going to tell the truth. You know I got to go. Let's get in these comments.
Dom DeMarco. Marco.
And you're right, C. Marty, but Monique was a married, middle-aged Black woman. Now you got joints still in their 20s with no kids talking about body positivity. And it's even the kids even getting big as hell now. I won't put kids on the show, but even the kids are getting big. She looks great. She looks delicious. This ninja thirsty as hell, bro.
God damn.
She definitely looks better now. I think her IG's like The Treasure Show or something like that. The Treasure Show. Or to tell you to put some meat on your bone when you're smaller. Ignorant. I thought the diet don't work for Black women the same.
The diet don't work for you the same.
Shorty's bad, but the Candace Owens quality in her voice got me on. She do sound a little like Candace Owens. Sometimes I wonder if you know when you're bloated, when you're bigger. Like, how do you know if your stomach is always extended? Who knows? Who knows, man? We got one more video before we get out of here. Guys, there's no need to creep in the gym. There's no need to creep in the motherfucking gym. Go to the gym, work out. If you happen to find somebody there who likes you, y'all want to date, y'all do whatever y'all do. Hey, that's amazing. I'm not going to stop that. But what you don't want to do is what this guy did here. Make sure y'all hit the like button, man. And don't be like this wild, creepy ninja here.
I'll file a complaint against me because I saw asking for a through.
Okay.
So this guy had some women call the cops on him because he asked the girls for a threesome at the gym. And yes, it's Planet Fitness. Yes, it's Planet Fitness. Fellas, what the hell is wrong with y'all?
They filed a complaint against the front desk. Like, I just asked if they wanted to have a threesome. That's all I said.
Or like,
what that's all I said. What does it matter?
I'm just trying to figure out where you're coming from or what she thought.
That's all I said. That's okay. Not really
okay.
Important.
Okay.
And you might not be looking at this like it's a crime, right? Like, hey, that's not breaking the law. But you're making a gym an uncomfortable place for women, bro. What the hell is wrong with y'all, bro? This is not okay. And y'all ruining the reputation for gym men everywhere. Just because you horny as hell, can't control your discipline, can't control your horniness, and it's disrespectful. And you're disrespecting the women. Come on, man. Y'all can't be doing this shit.
And they said no, and I walked away.
Okay.
And that's everything's on camera in here. Over in the other room, and I was hitting on the girl on the hip abduction machine, and she also filed a complaint against me. Then he tried to remove me physically.
Okay. And then would you push anybody, anything like that?
And that's another thing, too. You're going to get removed sometimes. You're going to have simp, strong-ass, big... Big motherfuckers in the gym trying to get you up out of there if you're making women feel uncomfortable.
You assault anybody?
I pushed him back after he pushed me.
Okay.
Well, you can check. Everything's on film.
Yeah, I got you. What's, you got your ID on you?
No.
So you have two options here. You give the gentleman your name.
Huh?
You have two options. You either give him your name, we document everything, or you don't give your name, and we arrest you, and we get inside.
Dang.
What?
And we arrest you for obstruction.
Oh, man.
I was assaulted first.
Oh man,
oh, brother, this guy stinks.
Was it worth it? Was it worth it? And you don't if listen, and you had a nerve to do something like that, and you don't understand that somebody might attack you, somebody might put their hands on you. I'm not gonna be the guy to put my hands on you for harassing women in there. I'm not gonna put my hands on you. Now, never mind, I'm not going there. But it's going to be somebody that will. And then you have the nerve to attack back. Brother, you're lost. You already lost. You're in a position where women are complaining. You're probably going to lose that. Unless they caught you on camera and you didn't say anything to them at y'all, anything to them at all, you're cooked, bro. All right? Go holler at women outside the gym. And you got to keep it respectful. It's different times now, bro. It's consequences for that shit. Especially if you got a business or a brand or something, or a good paying job, they'll fuck up your business or get you fired. It's not worth it, man. So, fellas, tighten up. It's crazy. Make sure y'all hit the like button.
Dom DeMarco, Marco.
Where we at, man? The amount of friends I removed when I told them I'm trying to be someone that I am not for addressing my changes. People think your awareness is stuck up. Yeah, fuck them. Fuck them, bro. Oh, yeah, that dude asked for a threesome. What does that at a gym know? Who does that at a gym? No social awareness. Zero social awareness. Asking for a threesome at the gym is crazy work. That's how Wicked Scorpion acts in the gym and possibly in public. It's definitely creepish behavior. I wouldn't want to work out around him. Facts. All I'm saying, women act like being thin. I keep saying women act like being thin, them a pick me. Yeah, I guess, man. Shit is crazy. Of course, they are at Planet Fitness. He probably got off a clean 4chan forum after a bunch of losers told him to do that. Yikes. I thought people just go to the gym to work out, mind their business, and have a form of mental escape. Clearly not. That's not his first time for sure. I'm sure they was keeping tabs on him. Definitely has done it to women before. not trying to be funny, but he might be on gear. People don't talk about how PEDs can turn dudes into freaks. Hey, yo.
No diddy, you know?
Crazy. My brother in Christ wasn't the entire fuck. He got no hoes, that's for sure. Send this fool to Arkham Asylum. Man, if he can do that in the gym, it's for sure worse outside. Yep. Penn Station. I have a disability for being thick. Let me get those peach sweats. Bruh, get out of here.
Strike three, you're out.
Bye, Nigerian Queen. See you on Sunday. That's why pro bodybuilders have a hard time keeping relationships. Mood swing, super high sex drive, body dysmorphia. It's crazy. Juju Thompson, do you think working out plays a role in preventing diseases later on? Absolutely. Absolutely plays a role. For instance, you can reverse type 2 diabetes. Muscle can help your metabolism. It can prevent you from getting excess body fat, all types of things. That's a good question. It can definitely help you. Tampa, Nigerian Queen. A lot of dudes on PEDs are weirdos and are not smart at all. Coach Pro Fitness, what up, man? Hey, man, another fire episode on the Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast. Yes, sir. Good shit. Good shit, man. Go ahead. Follow my social media. See Marty Fit on Instagram. See Marty Fit on TikTok. See Marty Fit on X. See Marty Fit on YouTube, where you're watching right now, man. Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast. On Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Go ahead, cop some gear. Less Brunches, More Crunches.com. And I attach all the shirts to the videos, man. I hope y'all still enjoying these podcasts. And I'm not trying to switch it up, but I am trying to add some more stuff in. Still trying to figure out how I'm gonna do that. But you know, I post so much content, try to keep y'all engaged and entertained, man. I'm even dabbling into some other lanes. I'm sure y'all have seen that. Bodybuilders are socially awkward, at least the ones I've met. They're probably weirder than powerlifters and strongmen. I believe that. Cop some more gear, huh? Hey, yo, here this guy go. Here this guy goes, man. We'll be live again on Sunday. I'm not sure what time. Still trying to figure that out, bro. But I'll try to create the live as early as possible so y'all know. Y'all better hit the like button. The numbers on the live and the like are not adding up. Yeah, they don't add up, man. They don't add up, unfortunately. I can't force people to like hit the like button. But this show is a lot of work. It's hard work. It's a sacrifice. So I would definitely appreciate it. But hey, no pressure, man. The fact that you showing up and watching, I'm grateful for it. But you know, every now and then, help a brother out. It's greatly appreciated. So with all that being said, man, you know the motto. If you don't want to unbig your back, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get rid of that belly, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to self-improve mentally, physically, spiritually, don't watch the podcast. And I'll catch y'all on Sunday. Appreciate y'all. I love y'all. I'm out of here. Appreciate y'all watching that episode. I hope y'all enjoyed it. Matter of fact, I know y'all enjoyed it. But I need y'all to do a couple things before we get out of here. Go ahead, smash the like button. Smash that subscribe button. And you got to share the show with a friend. Follow me on social media. See Marty Fit on every platform. Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast on Apple Podcasts. And do me a favor, cop some gear. Less Brunches, More Crunches, the illest, the dopest, the coolest, coldest slogan in fitness. And you know we got the gear. Listen, man, tap into the next episode. Love y'all. We out of here.